This is Jay Sekulow. The issue of the Clinton Foundation comes up during the confirmation hearings.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I welcome everyone to this very important hearing to consider the nomination of our colleague, Senator Sessions, to serve as the 84th Attorney General of the United States.
We, the American people, want to know how he intends to use this awesome power of the Attorney General if he is confirmed.
There is nothing I am more proud of than my 14 years of service in the Department of Justice. I love and venerate that great institution. I hold dear its highest ideals. As God gives me the ability, I will work every day to be worthy of the demands of this august office.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
With regard to Secretary Clinton and some of the comments I made, I do believe that that could place my objectivity in question. I've given that thought. I believe the proper thing for me to do would be to recuse myself from any questions involving those kind of investigations.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Well, the confirmation hearings for Attorney General Jeff Sessions have taken place, or began, this morning. Eruptions with protests, not surprising. Some individuals dressing up like they were members of the Ku Klux Klan, which was absurd. Then protesters erupting when it was a discussion with Senator Graham over the issue of Gitmo. They were pro-Palestinian sympathizers. That's the nature of politics in Washington. But there was a very interesting discussion early on, and that was over the Clinton Foundation, because there is a current FBI investigation of the Clinton Foundation, and a question was asked, and we have the questions. We do not yet. Okay. There was a question that was asked on the issue of the ability of the Attorney General designate, Jeff Sessions. Would he, in fact, recuse himself in the event Secretary Clinton or the foundation were to be prosecuted or recommendations for prosecutions? Here is where the question, this is the answer of Jeff Sessions.
With regard to Secretary Clinton and some of the comments I made, I do believe that that could place my objectivity in question. I've given that thought. I believe the proper thing for me to do would be to recuse myself from any questions involving those kind of investigations that involve Secretary Clinton and that were raised during the campaign.
So what Jeff Sessions said was, if there is in fact a recommendation for prosecution or as the investigation proceeds forward, he is going to actually recuse himself, unlike Jordan Loretta Lynch, who said she will just defer to career prosecutors. Jeff Sessions taking the right approach, but also acknowledging that pretty much there's an investigation going on in the Clinton Foundation
right now. It goes to what I was talking about yesterday, which is a change in the way you're going to see the Attorney General and the Department of Justice, that over time, as these changes are made, and he sets the tone, Senator Sessions will set the tone, is that he's not going to just insert himself into every high-profile investigation if it's not appropriate. He's not going to always be front and center, because that's not really the job of the U.S. Attorney General. It's to carry out the functions of the department successfully. Obviously, it's a public position, but it's one I think you're going to see just this change in tone. It's not going to be playing politics with our legal system, our prosecutorial system, and also when it comes to the investigations that are being done right now by the FBI. I think it's his deputies can handle these matters. I mean, that's the appropriate way actually to handle it, not the Attorney General.
So the recusal here, folks, doesn't mean that there won't be an investigation or prosecution. It just means that the Attorney General, because he's been involved in the campaign and as a senator, isn't going to supervise those. He will recuse himself. You know what that's called? Being the Attorney General. Hey, Than, very quickly in Washington, what's kind of the pulse of what's going on right now in D.C.?
Well, Senator Sessions is doing so well. I mean, honestly, Jay, I think he has demonstrated that he knows how to do this job better than any attorney general that we've had during this administration.
No doubt about that. All right, Logan, we'll take calls when we come back and comments as well.
That's right. Phone lines are open, 1-800-684-3110. Once again, 1-800-684-3110. And watch us on Facebook during the breaks, facebook.com/Jay Sekulow.
All right, we will take your calls, as Logan said, at 800-684-3110. And continue to support the ACLJ at aclj.org.
This week marks a critical time for the incoming Trump administration. Hearings begin for a number of vital cabinet positions. And at the top of the list, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. Senator Sessions is eminently and uniquely qualified for this post and will restore the rule of law and uphold the Constitution at the Department of Justice, something that is desperately needed. But here's the problem. Democrats are promising to pull out all the stops to oppose and derail this nomination. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're ready for the fight. We will support Senator Sessions and work aggressively to ensure his confirmation succeeds. Join us now in this battle. Senator Sessions must be confirmed as our next Attorney General. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Well, so far, there's no doubt that Jeff Sessions, the senator, now the attorney general designate, has done a great job so far in his confirmation proceedings. There was a question about the Clinton Foundation. He said he will recuse himself from that because he talked about that while on the campaign trail for the president-elect. I thought that was correct. There was also an issue of Guantanamo Bay that came up. We'll have that for you in a moment. Before we do that, Than, I think it'd be important here to the normal sense of this is you're in a big hearing room here in Washington, D.C. The sense is that this was going to be a hotly contested hearing. It has certainly not been that so far.
Well, I think the only thing hotly contested have been the protesters that have protested without any evidence to back it up. And
right.
And honestly, Jay, I thought it was clear that Senator Sessions was off to a great start with the opening dialogue he had with Senator Feinstein, which just centered around policy difference after policy difference after policy difference. And each answer to the question, Jay, was so refreshing, a refreshing change from the current Department of Justice. He said, listen, there are some policy decisions that are made by this body, the United States Congress, that I don't agree with. My job as the Attorney General will be to enforce the laws that you pass.
Exactly.
What a change, Jay. We did not hear that from previous attorney generals.
There was also the issue of, will you stand up to the attorney general if they say something? We'll get to that in a moment. Let's go ahead and take a phone call, Logan.
Let's go to William in Macon, Georgia.
Hey, William, you're on the air.
Hey, Jay, first of all, I wanted to tell you this. I send my condolences and prayer to you.
Oh, I appreciate
you, Jordan,
that.
And Logan, during your time of bereavement.
Thank
over
you.
The transition of your father in heaven.
Thank you.
And the second thing is, I've been praying for Senator Jeff Sessions since early this morning.
Yep.
And the fact that he's been going through so much scrutiny through the Democrats lets me know that he's well qualified for this position.
Well, look, I mean, he's doing just a tremendous job. I mean, Chuck Grassley asked a very probing question, which is the question that the last two attorney generals could not answer correctly. Here's the question. It involves when the president wants you to do something and you think you're not, that it's incorrect, what do you do? Listen to the question and especially listen to Senator Sessions' answer.
Will you be able to stand up and say no to the president of the United States if, in your judgment, the law and your duty demands it?
Mr. Chairman, I understand the importance of your question. I understand the responsibility of the Attorney General, and I will do so. You simply have to help the president do things that he might desire in a lawful way and have to be able to say no, both for the country, for the legal system, and for the president, to avoid situations that are not acceptable.
And the previous attorney general, the current attorney general, Loretta Lynch, couldn't even say no to a former president who got on her airplane while her husband or his wife was under a criminal investigation. Now, this tells you the nature of the switch that's about to take place here.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this is, again, the significance in the cultural shift that is going to happen in Washington, D.C., which is really what, you know, draining the swamp is all about. And so you get to, of course, you've got to have people that have got experience, because if you don't understand what you're stepping into with the Department of Justice, it is vast. You're thousands upon thousands of employees, from attorneys and bureaucrats on down to folks who, again, are not really providing services to the U.S. taxpayer. People who will actively attempt to undermine the policy changes of the Trump administration and what Senator Sessions, who will be Attorney General, is trying to do in the Department of Justice. I think people forget that. Where do you think all those leaks come from, folks? They come from a lot of times, especially under Republican administrations, the bureaucrats, if they can get their hands on something.
The bureaucrats are still going to be entrenched, Stan. That's one of the things we need to be reminding people of. Give these new cabinet members time to engage, because they've got a lot of bureaucrats that have been lockstep with the administration for 8 years. That's not so easy to correct. I believe that Sessions and these others will do it. It's going to take time.
All the way down to the entry-level positions, Jay. It's going to have to start at the top and trickle down. But listen, the comment that you played about the Clinton Foundation might be the best indication that he's going to do it, because while he will recuse himself from that case, Jay, what he won't do is hide behind the FBI director like the next attorney general will do. He would recuse himself, but, Jay, the prosecution would stay within the Department of Justice where it belongs.
All right, let's do this. There is discussion also, of course, about the situation on Guantanamo Bay. I'm concerned that President Obama is going to try to clear as many as he can, and he already is, and may even do more and kind of ignore Congress on this. This question came up during the confirmation hearing this morning about Gitmo. It was raised by Senator Lindsey Graham, and I will tell you that this is an important, again, I want you to listen to the question, listen to the answer. I like laying this out for you. This is a marked change from where President Obama, Eric Holder, and Loretta Lynch were to where Jeff Sessions will be with relationships to Guantanamo Bay.
Do you support the continuation of Gitmo as a confinement facility for foreign terrorists?
Senator Graham, I think it's designed for that purpose. It fits that purpose marvelously well. It's a safe place to keep prisoners. We've invested a lot of money in that, and I believe it should be utilized in that fashion, and have opposed the closing of it.
There you go. So in my mind, that is not only the correct answer, but also the most significant answer. And that is, if the president-elect decides to keep Gitmo, which President-elect Trump said he would, then Jeff Sessions is going to do what his job is, which is to utilize that facility, the aspects of it that would be under Department of Justice. Logan, what kind of comments are we getting right now? We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, your comments via Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, some of the comments come from Ann. They ask about the Guantanamo Bay situation, said, where will they send the prisoners from Guantanamo Bay?
Yeah.
What is the reason for closing it?
That most came of them Joseph. Are going, Jordan, to other countries, but it's countries in the region, and a third of these individuals return to the battlefield. And the ones that are left in right now are the really bad actors. And this is the president's going to try to, President Obama's going to try to clear more. Hopefully, the new administration, without question, will stop that nonsense.
Yeah, these are the individuals who no country wants to take, and that's because of the threat that they pose to the peace even in their own country and to national security of other countries. So people that they believe will be right back on the battlefield, who have committed serious acts on the battlefield. And so we've weeded through the people at Guantanamo that may have been mid-level even.
Right.
We're talking about top-level recruiters, top-level organizers, strategists for terror.
Yeah.
And in the Islamic terror world.
And that fight hasn't stopped, so this idea that you could just close it is ridiculous. But I think not only will it be utilized, it'll be utilized even more effectively.
Yeah, I think that you'll see that there will be more. There could be more people who end up in Guantanamo Bay. Especially as the battle to capture remember, we've been conducting so many of our attacks by air, so that the ISIS when they are taken out, they're always killed.
So if you want to get them for intelligence purposes, you go in and get them.
There may be situations that arise as we'll get the Trump plan, if you will, on how ISIS will be defeated. There may be situations where there are key ISIS leaders that are taken into custody by the United States, and we need a place to interrogate them.
All right, Logan, what do we have next?
Yep, let's go ahead. Let's go to Marsha on line 5 in
Hey, Marsha.
Indiana.
Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. My condolences. I didn't realize your father had passed.
Thank you.
My question is, what can the American people do to help you?
I spend my money
on helping you. On the confirmation on anything.
Sure.
Can we write our senators?
Well, let me tell you the best thing, Marcia, is we've got a petition up which has 113,000, almost 114,000 signatures on it to confirm Senator Sessions. Let me go to Than Bennett, our Office of Government Affairs. Than, you're working with senators' offices. You letting people know that we already have 114,000, almost 115,000 signatures, I'm sure, by the end of this broadcast. Marcia's asked a good question. Let's walk through the process and what's the appropriate thing for individuals to do. We do encourage people to go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition. That makes a big difference in building up numbers here. But walk through a little bit of what's going to happen, Than.
Yeah, the best thing to do is to sign that petition. And here's why, Jay. There are sort of two stages of this for us. Today and tomorrow, our team here in Washington, D.C. is working directly with the 20 members of the committee that is questioning Senator Sessions today. We've prepared a 150-page memo on his background with supporting documents. We are making sure they know his true record. But then also, Jay, once he is out of committee, we will be working with all 100 senators because they have to go down to the floor and vote on his confirmation. So it's important that we hear from people in all 50 states because it makes a big difference. When we go in with data, it also is very helpful to say this many of the people who put you in office want you to support Jeff Sessions. So sign the petition. We'll take it from there in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we're going to be joined after the break with former Attorney General of the United States, John Ashcroft, who we have the pleasure of working with through our Law and Justice Institute, the ACLJ and Regent University. Let me play the do we have time to – well, let's not. Not with a minute left. We'll get into some of the other issues coming up in a moment. I don't think we have time to grab a call here, Logan, do we?
Probably not. We could probably grab a comment. A lot of comment just related to Gitmo. Some people ask, are the hearings available to view? Pretty much every network is carrying them.
Yeah.
And you can find them online.
And C-SPAN's got them, and also .gov. If you go to the Senate.gov, they've got
them
as well.
They're available, and they're definitely available in highlights will be posted as well.
Not the only hearing going on, too. I mean, they're about to – they're doing the waiver hearing for the Secretary of Defense, General Mattis. That's all going on right now as well.
Yeah, there's a number of cabinet
11,
officials starting this week. Senator Sessions is the most high profile today because of the buildup and also the position. I think later in the week it'll also there'll be a shift in focus too. And next week as we could carry over
just into defense
is defense and obviously Tillerson for State Secretary, Department that is going to be one also I think that garners a lot of attention. One we haven't heard, you know, some of these are not really public officials we haven't heard from a lot before.
It's interesting, though, on the Jeff Sessions thing so far, the hearing. I will give you my analysis as a lawyer here. The questions have been fine. The questions have been good. Even the tough questions have been good, but he has answered them very, very well. This is a guy that's going to be a great Attorney General of the United States. When we come back from the break, we're going to be joined by another great Attorney General of the United States. That is Attorney General John Ashcroft. He'll be with us in just
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This week marks a critical time for the incoming Trump administration. Hearings begin for a number of vital cabinet positions. And at the top of the list, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. Senator Sessions is eminently and uniquely qualified for this post and will restore the rule of law and uphold the Constitution at the Department of Justice, something that is desperately needed. But here's the problem. Democrats are promising to pull out all the stops to oppose and derail this nomination. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're ready for the fight. We will support Senator Sessions and work aggressively to ensure his confirmation succeeds. Join us now in this battle. Senator Sessions must be confirmed as our next Attorney General. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. The confirmation hearings are proceeding for Senator Jeff Sessions, a great friend of ours. I worked with Senator Sessions when he was the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Alabama. I worked with him when he was the Attorney General of Alabama, worked with him in the United States Senate. And he's going to be a great Attorney General. And we're privileged to have another great Attorney General joining us on the air right now. That is Attorney General John Ashcroft, who we've worked with for decades as well. And we're pleased to say is part of our Law and Justice Institute at Regent University. And General Ashcroft, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Well, I'm delighted. And you're saying the right things about Jeff Sessions. The American people deserve to know that he's a virtuous person devoted to the rule of law.
Let me ask you this. I was there at your proceedings, at your Senate confirmation hearings. From what you've observed so far, what you're seeing, explain to our audience, we've got millions of people listening all over the country, what is it when you're the nominee, what is it like for you?
Well, I think Jeff Sessions is best served when the truth is told. The drive-by political assassins have been lobbing in unfair charges of half-truths and half-stories. And I feel a little bit like we're on the old radio program, and now you know the rest of the story, because
right.
They're charging him with things, and he has a chance to make an explanation. And his explanation vindicates his position uniformly and puts it in line with the American people. So, yes, it's tough when people are trying to sort of gun shoot at you, but when they shoot at you and miss, the right things are happening, and that's certainly the case with Jeff Sessions this morning.
You know, it's interesting. The left is trying to make a big deal, General Ashcroft, about this voter fraud case that then U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Alabama, Jeff Sessions, was involved in. What the left fails to recognize is that the request for the investigation actually came from African Americans who alleged that their opponents were stealing the election by using absentee ballots. That was investigated, prosecuted, and convictions. What they failed to say, the left, is that the people that requested the investigation were African American themselves. So this is, again, part of, like you said, this assassination attempt of character. Cory Booker's supposed to testify tomorrow. Now we've got audio that has surfaced on him. I want to play that for everybody because I think it ties into this voting right issue. And it's exactly what you said, General Ashcroft, and that is this a sense that they'll try to do anything they can. Now, they're going to use Senator Booker as an opponent, so to speak, of Senator Sessions on the racial issue. Now, this is Cory Booker, for our entire audience as well as for General, from last March, talking about Jeff Sessions. Here it is.
So this is truly one of my life's greatest moments. I am humbled to be able to participate here in paying tribute to some of the extraordinary Americans whose footsteps paved the way for me and my generation. I feel blessed and honored to have partnered with Senator Sessions in being the Senate sponsors of this important award.
And this was a congressional gold medal in honor of the foot soldiers of the 1965 voting rights marches. So, General, this is exactly what you're talking about. An eighth of the story is told, and the media spins it. I'm trying to lay out the evidence for everybody here. But this is part of what happens in these confirmation hearings.
Yeah, there's another element that's afoot here, if I might suggest
sure.
it. And that is, The left is in search of leadership, and so there will be people offer themselves as sort of hard fighters, bomb throwers, that they think will recommend them to become leaders of the left. And so there's a lot of political posturing being done here. So they fabricate things, they tell half-truths because their constituency is still part of enduring what I call sore loser syndrome. They want someone to beat somebody up because they lost the election, and they're going to come after Jeff Sessions. But they've chosen the wrong target here, because when the truth is known, it's always embarrassing. And the idea that the senator might go to the other side of the dais, so to speak, and be a witness, it really is a risky thing for him, because there will be senators, I would hope, who would be then ask him questions as a witness about his own conduct and his own behavior, And I would think that you've got to be careful. If you're going to go and be a witness at a Senate hearing and you are going to throw stones, you ought to be sure you don't live in a glass house, because yep. it'd be pretty fragile out there.
Let me ask you this, General. You've known Jeff Sessions. You worked with him in the United States Senate. You worked with him when you were the Attorney General of the United States. Give us your impression of Senator Sessions.
In a word, he is devoted to the rule of law. He sees the Constitution and the laws as the safeguards of American liberty. They are not instruments of achieving additional political agenda or of imposing one's personal views over and against what has been decided and settled as the law of the nation. He would be a stark contrast to the Justice Department, which recently has been a place where personal preference of the president and personal preferences of people who put the president and the relationship with the president above the relationship of the culture with the law. So they suspend the enforcement of the law, whether it's in immigration or whether it's in the drug laws or whether it's in an abuse of the pardons and things like that. They suspend all that interest in favor of political interest. This is not Jeff Sessions. He will reverse that. And for that reason, I believe he will be welcomed with open arms by the population of the Justice Department, most of whom are well-intentioned people who want to devote themselves to justice and the securing and safeguarding of American liberties, and do not see themselves as being an instrument of someone's political agenda, which has unfortunately been where the Justice Department has too often gone recently.
Well, General Ashcroft, we really appreciate you coming on with us. We so enjoy working with you and have for so many years. We appreciate, again, your insights on this for your friend and colleague, Jeff Sessions, and we are looking forward to his confirmation, which I think is going to be overwhelming. So, again, General Ashcroft, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the work you do. You're a voice for freedom in the country, and we need all those voices we can get. Thanks, and God bless.
Thank you so much, sir. All right, that was former senator, former governor, former U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft. All right, Logan, we do not have time for a call, but we are going to be here for another 30 minutes. We've got a lot more to discuss. Before we get into the Logan telling everybody what to do, I thought what General Ashcroft said, Jordan, was exactly correct. This assassination attempt of character is going to fail. We just laid out the evidence on one. We will break this down for you each and every time this happens, folks. That's what we do as lawyers. That's what we're doing in Washington. That's what we're doing on the airways.
Yeah, and Cory Booker is a young senator from New Jersey. He's a good public speaker. He's been very popular. At the same time, I mean, he's been in the Senate. He has probably the least relationships with U.S. senators of anyone in the yep. Senate, other than the people who just got elected maybe for the first time. And for him to be the only one they found who would go
and
take this step. And I think he's
And we already got the evidence where he's not telling the truth.
He already looks like he's already a damaged witness.
I would not be shocked if he doesn't testify.
He might have to withdraw, because this statement alone, if you're a Republican senator and you're a supporter of Senator Sessions, I mean, making him have to answer to, so you praise him, maybe, and this is what General Ashcroft was talking about. Do you not think things through? Do you just say nice things about people without knowing who they are? And now all of a sudden, these are bad people?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes them look like what they are. Sometimes they are politicians who are good speakers, and that's about it. There's not a lot of,
they're there
sometimes.
Yep.
And they just read the words that are in front of them.
Yep, exactly correct. All right, Logan, we're here for another 30 minutes. Multiple ways for you to get the broadcast if you don't get the full hour.
That's right. If you don't carry it on your network, join us live on Facebook, Periscope, and ACLJ.org. Just go to the Jay Sekulow page on Facebook, facebook.com/JaySekulow. You can interact, or you can pick us up later on archived on the ACLJ app or the Jay Sekulow Live podcast.
We'll be back with your comments and calls. And go to ACLJ.org and support Senator Sessions, ACLJ.org.
This week marks a critical time for the incoming Trump administration. Hearings begin for a number of vital cabinet positions. And at the top of the list, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. Democrats are promising to pull out all the stops. Join us now in this battle. Senator Sessions must be confirmed as our next Attorney General. Call now 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So Senator Sessions' hearing for Attorney General is going very well. I want to point out two things. I did this in the last half hour. We just had General Ashcroft on with us, but I want to point this out. One is they've tried to make Jeff Sessions into some kind of racist. I want to start this discussion off and let you know that not only is that a falsehood and not true, but the witness that they have planned to testify against Senator Sessions, and that is Senator Booker, who is supposed to testify tomorrow. We'll see if he still does. Evidence came to light this morning about Senator Booker praising Senator Sessions regarding a Congressional Gold Medal in honor of the foot soldiers of the 1965 voting rights marches, which Senator Sessions co-sponsored with Senator Booker. Now, this is the senator that's supposed to go out against Jeff Sessions. Listen to Senator Booker's word. This is the evidence, folks, you need to know what we're dealing with here.
So this is truly one of my life's greatest moments. I am humbled to be able to participate here in paying tribute to some of the extraordinary Americans whose footsteps paved the way for me and my generation. I feel blessed and honored to have partnered with Senator Sessions in being the Senate sponsors of this important award.
Now, this is coming from the senator that's supposed to speak out against Senator Sessions tomorrow. I mean, this is absurd. And I think the reality is when you look at this and you understand what's going on here, folks, this is a media spin. We're giving you the evidence. And you just heard it loud and clear, right? I mean, Jordan, there's no question that what General Ashcroft said, what we've analyzed, is absolutely correct. And we're laying out for you the evidence of what's actually at play here.
It will be interesting to see if Senator Booker shows up tomorrow. You know, they can make changes or submit changes to their witness list. That happens sometimes. And, I mean, with this kind of statement, yeah, I would just pound him with this and say either you don't do your research, which means you're not a qualified witness to begin with.
Correct. And you're under oath, my friend.
Yeah, you're under oath. So,
remember
again,
that.
Do you disagree with your, would you repute yourself? I mean, are you saying that you were wrong then? Why would you go to these great lengths to praise Senator Sessions and now not just maybe vote against his nomination for other policy reasons, but decide to be a sitting U.S. Senator testifying against one of your colleagues?
And here's what he said about testifying. This is Senator Booker this morning. This is a senator that's going to have himself in hot water in about 24 hours if he does this. Here is what he said.
Well, concretely, I'm breaking a pretty long Senate tradition by actually being a sitting senator testifying tomorrow against another sitting senator. So please understand, I think these are extraordinary times and they call for extraordinary measures.
Yeah, including when you're under oath, it better be telling the truth. And I think he's got a serious problem here. This evidence has come out. We're laying that evidence out. We're going to lay that evidence out. That's what we do on this broadcast. That's what we do at the ACLJ. Senator Booker is in real trouble if he testifies and makes contrary statements to his other statements, and he's under oath.
Jay, I'm pretty confident that he already regrets agreeing to do this, because remember, two key facts. That sound that you just played, Jay, it was from last year, and it's not like they were just two random senators that supported this effort. Jay, they were the two leading sponsors. Yeah. They joined together, they partnered together to draft this legislation. Senator Booker did not forget that. He knew that when he agreed to testify and attack Senator Sessions. I think he already regrets agreeing to do it.
Will Haynes, our producer, points out that he also called it in that statement. He said it's one of the greatest, one of my life's greatest moments. And when he says that, understand that he's talking about the whole situation, and of course, Senator Sessions as part of that. All right, we're going to take calls and comments when we come back. Logan, do we have any comments we want to get to before the break here?
I can pull up a comment. Right. This said Senator Booker's own words will come back to haunt him,
no question,
and he should withdraw. That's from Kathy. And Ronald said, how many days are these hearings? That's
just a general question. It's two more days, right? One more day for Senator Sessions.
2 days, Senator Sessions today, and then two panels tomorrow, including Senator Booker, if he shows up.
What do you think he's going to do, Jordan?
You know, I think that he's going to be on the hot seat now. I'm sure people are combing through to see what else he's done with Senator Sessions. The fact is, of all people, I mean, you know, there's 100 U.S. senators, and he's a Democrat that happens to be praising this Republican senator this year.
Yeah,
this year. Months. On the issue that he's testifying against. I mean, make no mistake, he's an African-American senator.
Yeah.
He's just going to it's a racial charge against Senator Sessions, and here he is praising Senator Sessions for his honoring of civil rights leaders.
For those on Facebook and Periscope, we've got a video on this very issue, so if you're not listening on Facebook and Periscope, you might want to tune over there for a moment. We will be back with your calls at 800-684-3110, laying the evidence out for Senator Sessions.
This week marks a critical time for the incoming Trump administration. Hearings begin for a number of vital cabinet positions. And at the top of the list, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. Senator Sessions is eminently and uniquely qualified for this post and will restore the rule of law and uphold the Constitution at the Department of Justice, something that is desperately needed. But here's the problem. Democrats are promising to pull out all the stops to oppose and derail this nomination. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're ready for the fight. We will support Senator Sessions and work aggressively to ensure his confirmation succeeds. Join us now in this battle. Senator Sessions must be confirmed as our next Attorney General. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Maybe that's going to be. We'll see if Senator Booker is going to be that tomorrow. He's going to be under oath when he testifies, Stan, right?
Yes. Yep.
So if
all witnesses under oath on these confirmation hearings.
So, you know, before you call somebody a racist, Senator Booker, better check your own language. That's number one. All right, we're going to go right to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. As I said, we lay this evidence out for you. Let's go ahead and take another call.
Let's go to Mark on line six. Thanks for holding. Mark's holding about a half an hour.
Hey, Mark, go ahead.
And Pam, we'll get you next.
Hi, Jay. I very, very, very much appreciate your show. Here's my comment and question.
Yep.
Basically, we, the voters, were very disillusioned with the Hillary Clinton campaign and all the corruption that was exposed in the Obama administration and top positions like the attorney general position that's up for grabs here. And to see that Jeff Sessions is already sort of, and I guess, in my opinion, sidestepping, talking about having to recuse himself from any moving forward with prosecution. We don't understand that. This was the new administration's perfect opportunity to prove to the American public that, hey, the political elite can and will be held accountable.
Yeah.
And it seems like since everything is coming to pass, it's that two-step Potomac sidestep, sweep it under the rug.
No. You're missing up, Mark. You're confused here. Jeff Sessions, let me play for you what he was asked and what he – well, do we have the question that he was asked? Do we ever get the – okay, he was asked the question, which was very clear, what will you do in the event of the ongoing investigation involving Hillary Clinton or the Clinton Foundation being conducted by the FBI, if in fact you are confirmed as Attorney General? Here's what he said.
With regard to Secretary Clinton and some of the comments I made, I do believe that that could place my objectivity in question. I've given that thought. I believe the proper thing for me to do would be to recuse myself from any questions involving those kind of investigations that involve Secretary Clinton and that were raised during the campaign.
So all he is saying is that, not that the FBI won't do their job, and not that a deputy AG will not make a recommendation
on
prosecution. Who's also political appointed, but that he himself will actually recuse himself, which is what Loretta Lynch should have done but did not do when President Clinton went onto the airplane. So he's doing, Mark, I understand, he's doing exactly what you want an attorney general to do.
Yeah, and this is all assuming that they're not going to, everybody that's being investigated here is not receiving pardons from President Obama.
Which could happen, too.
The truth is, I think this is a hypothetical in the sense that it may be moot before the confirmation hearings will be done, but they will not be in until after President-elect Trump takes the oath, and then they have to be voted on as well.
So again, these are possibilities. But the Department of Justice, you have lots of deputies who are chosen by the transition team and with Senator Sessions' input and Donald Trump's input as well, who are more than capable of handling this. I think that we have to watch these. Remember, if you were critical the past 8 years of the activism, remember, you don't want to just say because it's the activism you like that's right. Somehow right. I mean, you have to set the right tone. And that's how you change the culture at a place like the Department of Justice.
I think that's absolutely positively correct. All right, let's go ahead, Logan, and take another phone call here.
All right, let's go to Pam in Macon, Georgia.
Hey, Pam, go ahead. You're on.
Hey, I just had a question.
All right.
If they charge, well, actually, I have two. But if they charge, find enough evidence to charge Hillary, would you think? What's your chances of charging the family also?
Well, it depends on the investigation. I mean, I don't. First of all, there's no verification at all that there's an actual investigation, criminal investigation, of Hillary Clinton individually or family members. It's the family foundation that's being reviewed, supposedly. And there's no real confirmation of that. That seems to be everybody's impression, including the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee, because they're asking the question. But again, in this particular kind of situation, what you do is you recuse yourself, and that's the way it's done. So, Pam, that's what they've done here, and that's the way it's going. You had another question. Go ahead.
The next question, I'm sorry to interrupt,
yep.
But the next question I wanted to ask you was, Sessions is confirmed,
yep.
Does he have the ability to replace Comey?
No, he does not. The FBI director is appointed by the President of the United States, not by the Attorney General.
Jordan. And they don't serve at the pleasure of the President. They serve 10-year terms.
Right.
So they're not supposed to be even as political as your Attorney General pick, because those do. I mean, the President can decide right. What day they'd like you to step aside and replace you at any moment, at any time, because you serve at the pleasure of the President. Not in the case of the FBI director. I think on that matter, obviously, you can push. You could cut them out to some extent, but you need an effective FBI leader. I think Congress will play a role here. They will decide how much pressure they're going to put on Jim Comey. Listen, I don't think the Democrats are going to be upset about that either. I think we all realize there's from both sides of the aisle. He really did some things which were inappropriate all the way up to 2 days before the election.
Yeah, and that was I think the way held that whole thing went, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or Independent, that was really, really poorly handled. All right, let's grab another call, Logan.
All right, continuing on, let's go to Joy in Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, Joy, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I'm going to ask a question, and then I'm going to make a comment.
Okay.
My first question is, this is a primary question. Can you tell me the single reason why President Obama wanted to put these people out of Gitmo? And then my comment,
let me answer that. He was committed. He believed that Gitmo sent a bad signal to the Muslim world. So he thought by closing Gitmo, it would somehow create a more open dialogue moment. That was ended up being proved false, but he is committed still to his worldview, even though it's been shown to be absolutely incorrect. I mean, look at the status of the Middle East. We talked about that yesterday in the broadcast. But the fact is that was his worldview, and that's what he was trying to implement. And we are watching it very carefully, Joy, because we think there could be another move on that before the new president-elect is sworn in. Go ahead. What was your other comment?
Yes. I noticed I was watching the Jeff Sessions, you know, at the very, I mean, it's an onslaught. As a matter of fact, before they even started questioning him. But anyway, when they began to question him, I think they were trying to wrangle him into a position as far as immigration.
Yeah, they're trying to get him. I don't know if we have the immigration bite, but they're trying to get him. The left is trying to. Do we have the immigration bite? Well, we're going to look at that. But let me play you some that they did try, and that was on the abortion issue. So they are trying to kind of say, how are you going to do this? Remember, he's not up for a Supreme Court justice. He's up to be the Attorney General of the United States. This was from Dianne Feinstein.
You have referred to Roe v. Wade as, quote, one of the worst, colossally erroneous Supreme Court decisions of all time, end quote. Is that still your view?
It is. I believe it violated the Constitution and really attempted to set policy and not follow law. It is the law of the land, It has been so established and settled for quite a long time, and it deserves respect, and I would respect it and follow it.
So understand, the job of the Attorney General is not to change the law on abortion unless a case was presented to the Supreme Court of the United States with a challenge of Roe versus Wade, and the court were to accept it, then the Department of Justice, through the Attorney General and the Solicitor General of the United States, would have the opportunity at that point to impact how that goes. But that was the right answer to that question.
If they so choose. I think that's what they're concerned about, ultimately. It's not that, you know, no, everybody understands that Jeff Sessions cannot go changing the laws. That's not the role of the executive branch. They're supposed to execute. That's the name. Execute the laws. This is part of the president's duty, is to see that the laws are faithfully executed. That is the top job. He has this cabinet to assist him in making sure that we execute the laws, like them or not, what moves through Congress, what's been around, what hasn't been around, what's new, what's old, until those laws are changed in the appropriate manner.
The same issue came up with same-sex marriage. Again, I want you to listen to the question and listen to how Jeff Sessions answers it. We're not getting into the policy decision here, but this is the role of the Attorney General. 54.
Do you agree that the issue of same-sex marriage is settled law?
Supreme Court has ruled on that. The dissents dissented vigorously, but it was 5-4, and 5 justices on the Supreme Court, a majority of the court, has established the definition of marriage for the entire United States of America, and I will follow that decision.
That, whether you agree with that policy or that decision, is irrelevant. What's the job of the Attorney General? Follow the rule of law. And Than, I think it's becoming very clear that I'm laying this out for everybody, and you may disagree with Senator Sessions, or not Senator Sessions, you may think that the decision of the Supreme Court was wrong. It doesn't matter. When you're the Attorney General of the United States, you have to follow the law and enforce the law as it is determined in that particular case by a Supreme Court decision. And I think what thing became clear, you heard Senator, former Attorney General John Ashcroft say it, you've heard us say it, is that, and Than, I want you to reiterate this, Jeff Sessions is going to follow the rule of law, period.
He did this time and time again, Jay, on every issue was out there, and I thought the life one was probably the best one. He didn't back down. He said, listen, as a member of the United States Senate, I said that Roe v. Wade was wrongly decided. I still believe that. I advocated for pro-life laws. But as the Attorney General, my fiduciary responsibility will be to enforce the law, and I understand that, Jay. Pitch perfect answers on all of those issues.
I agree. All right, we come back from the break. We're going to take more of your calls. Logan, let everybody know in the last segment here how they can participate.
Give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. Couple lines are open. You can also keep comments, and we'll get to plenty of those as well on Facebook and Periscope.
All right, don't forget, we've got a petition up for Senator Sessions at ACLJ.org, and your support of ACLJ.org allows us to do everything we do, whether it's in courts in the United States, around the globe, broadcasting to you. That's what we do. ACLJ.org. We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This week marks a critical time for the incoming Trump administration. Hearings begin for a number of vital cabinet positions. And at the top of the list, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. Senator Sessions is eminently and uniquely qualified for this post and will restore the rule of law and uphold the Constitution at the Department of Justice, something that is desperately needed. But here's the problem. Democrats are promising to pull out all the stops to oppose and derail this nomination. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're ready for the fight. We will support Senator Sessions and work aggressively to ensure his confirmation succeeds. Join us now in this battle. Senator Sessions must be confirmed as our next Attorney General. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Senator Sessions' responses have been great. I believe he is going to be confirmed, and confirmed overwhelmingly. Overwhelmingly these days means, you know, maybe north of 55 votes. It's just a very partisan situation. The hearing will finish up tomorrow. We'll give you more analysis of that as well. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. This is our section where we do that, so let's grab as many of these as we can.
All right, let's go to Roger in Oregon on line five.
Hey, Roger, go ahead. You're on the air.
Jay, I have a request and a comment. The request is if you could summarize Jeff Sessions' records and results on your website so I can use them as talking points. I'm in Oregon, and I'll have lots of opportunity to be able to talk to those points and those facts. That's my request. My comment, for the Democrats, to me, it's always about racism when they are opposed in any way or by anybody. And if they can shift their focus to racism, they can deflect the focus off of themselves.
Well, look, I mean, that's the case. But this whole situation, as we mentioned earlier with Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, testifying, trying to make Jeff Sessions into a racist, is going to fall not only flat, but Senator Booker better remember he's under oath. Let's go ahead and take another call.
All right, continuing on in order, let's go to Debbie in Kingston Springs, Tennessee.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey.
Yep.
Hey, I just want to know if that Senator Booker testifies against Sessions.
Yep.
Could that be considered perjury since he's supported him for paving the way for civil rights from 1965?
Well, here's the thing. It depends on how he answers the question. I mean, let's set the stage, Stan, for what's going to happen. I'm going to get that Booker bite available again. Remember, they're trying to paint Senator Sessions, some on the left, as a racist. Now, we've already told you, we've laid out the evidence that on the voting right case that they bring up, the voter fraud case, that what the left fails to acknowledge is the people that asked Jeff to bring the Senator Sessions to bring the case when he was a U.S. attorney were actually African-American, a little point they ignore, and that the FBI did an investigation and brought a prosecution. So that part they ignore, that it was African-Americans that actually asked them to do that. On the Senator Booker quote, they're going to use him as a witness against Senator Sessions, supposedly, Than, on the race issue. That's about to blow up on the left.
Well, here's the problem for Senator Booker. He's going to have to take questions. So he's going to get up there and he's going to testify under oath that he thinks that Senator Sessions has a problem on the civil rights matter and that he is somehow biased against African Americans and other minorities. And the very first question, Jay, that he will be asked is, well, then why merely a year ago did you go to Senator Sessions and choose to partner with him on a major congressional gold medal for a civil rights issue? Why did you choose Senator Sessions, and why, Senator Booker, did you say that it was one of the greatest honors and blessings of your life, Jay? I don't think there's any way he can truthfully mesh those two statements. He's going to have to pick one or the other, and then his argument's going to be lost.
Folks, I've been practicing law for 37 years. I lay out evidence on this broadcast every day. Let me lay out to you the evidence I would play to Senator Booker before he even begins his testimony tomorrow. This is soundbite number 39.
So this is truly one of my life's greatest moments. I am humbled to be able to participate here in paying tribute to some of the extraordinary Americans whose footsteps paved the way for me and my generation. I feel blessed and honored to have partnered with Senator Sessions in being the Senate sponsors of this important award.
I feel blessed and honored to have partnered with Senator Sessions in being the Senate sponsor for this important award. It was a congressional gold medal in honor of the foot soldiers of the 1965 voting rights marches. This morning, Senator Booker, boy, if I had him under oath, it would be a difficult day for Senator Booker. Here's what he said.
There's a whole spectrum of things that Jeff Sessions' own words represent a real threat to vulnerable populations in this country, and it's something that I feel necessary to do everything I can to speak out against.
He is really putting himself, and Senator, a former Attorney General John Ashcroft on this broadcast just 30 minutes ago said exactly this. Yeah. This is real trouble for him.
Yeah, they don't like policy. They could take up with the Supreme Court, which undid a lot of the Voting Rights Act on its own, to these challenges. You know, political moves. This is the politics of race after a two-term president, and Barack Obama, African-American,
elected very easily both times.
Right.
Beats Hillary Clinton in a primary the first time around, and is able to edge her and beat back the Democrat establishment at the time. Got a lot of people fired up and excited. And now it seems like we've just regressed at these 8 years. Is every time you oppose anything on policy, if it's against, if it was against President Obama, who will be former President Obama soon, you were a racist.
Right.
And it encourages kind of division in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, think of it. He was making these statements this year about praising Senator Sessions. Cory Booker has not been in the Senate long enough to even take on this role. I think
nonsense.
That's why he's the one willing to do it.
He may be the sacrificial lamb being put up to do it because he's got a real problem here. Let me play for you what Senator Sessions' response is about what the Justice Department's obligation is.
Department of Justice must never falter in its obligation to protect the civil rights of every American, particularly those who are most vulnerable. A special priority for me in this regard will be the aggressive enforcement of laws to ensure access to the ballot for every eligible voter without hindrance or discrimination, and to ensure the integrity of the electoral process, which has been a great heritage of the Department of Justice.
All right, let's go ahead and take another call here, Logan. Let's get these rest calls in.
Yep, we will try to get them all in. Let's go to Chris in New Jersey.
Hey, Chris.
Watch on Periscope. Thanks.
Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Big fan.
Thanks.
Listen for a long time.
Great.
Can I get a quarter pounder of cheese, fries, a Big Mac?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Ron, let's go ahead. Let's just dump that if we could. Let's go to Barbara in Cape Cod.
Hey, Barbara, go ahead. You're on the air. Line four, Barbara.
Can you tell me why he would recuse himself from anything to do with Hillary?
Because when he was campaigning for President-elect Trump, he talked about that issue, and that's the appropriate thing to do, and that's what I think he is doing, and I think it's the exact correct answer.
Yeah, he came to his own conclusion as a senator, and he believes, though, that the person who's getting all of the information, ultimately making the call. Remember, Loretta Lynch punted the decision to Jim Comey. She put Jim Comey, in a sense, in that spot of deciding not just what the information was, but should they prosecute or not. That actually goes to the attorneys in that situation. You don't want – these are not decisions that should be made by people on either side of the aisle who have already come to a conclusion. I mean, most of us have come to a conclusion on this. We would not be the best trier, best people to then decide. I don't think any of us and many of our listeners would agree that it would not be the way you'd want your government to operate if you're on the other side of it.
Logan saying,
I'd be pretty good. Let's go to Nancy. Line two.
Nancy, go ahead. Last call of the day. Here you go.
Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for making me a better American. I have actually started, since all this I've been listening to you, I've been researching and going through and finding out the correct information. And I just thank you for that.
Well, Nancy, we appreciate you calling in. Appreciate your support of the ACLJ. Others can do that at ACLJ.org. Let me go to Than quickly. Again, Than, describe briefly what's going on right upstairs in our offices in Washington right now.
Well, I love that call, Jay, because it sets up what's going on. If you read the headlines, you will think Jeff Sessions is one person. We are telling the truth about who he is. And if you're watching these hearings and listening to what we say, you know that Jeff Sessions is a decent man. We are trying to set the record straight.
And it's taking place in our offices in Washington, D.C., which is kind of the command central for these confirmation hearings. We are right across the street from the Capitol, right across the street from the Senate hearing rooms. I mean, literally across the street. So there you have it. All right, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. We encourage you to stay engaged with us on Facebook and Periscope. There's a lot of ways, Logan, people can stay engaged with the ACLJ.
That's right. You can find us on all social media outlets, Facebook, Periscope, Twitter. You can find all our accounts, Jay Sekulow, ACLJ, as well as the ACLJ app available on Apple devices, iOS, and Roku, and Apple TV. Also, you can watch this show each and every day and all our movies absolutely free.
Keep supporting the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org.
This week marks a critical time for the incoming Trump administration. Hearings begin for a number of vital cabinet positions. And at the top of the list, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. Democrats are promising to pull out all the stops. Join us now in this battle. Senator Sessions must be confirmed as our next Attorney General. Call now 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.